The streets of Iraq's southern city of Basra were quiet today after weekend rioting sparked by chronic gasoline and electricity shortages. For 2 days, protesters set fire to vehicles and threw stones at British soldiers. One Nepalese contract worker was shot and killed, while at least 3 Iraqis were wounded by gunfire. It was the worst violence seen there since British troops took control of the city in April. From Basra, NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
After 2 straight days of rioting, an uneasy calm descended over this river port. Chunks of concrete and the charred remnants of burnt tires still littered the streets, but there were no violent protests today. Instead, long lines of frustrated drivers waited for hours at the city's gas stations, where the pumps had once again run out of fuel. Yesterday, we threw rocks at the British soldiers, said this man, who said he'd waited in line since dawn to fill up his gas tank. If they don't bring more fuel soon, he warned, next time we'll throw grenades at the foreigners. Gas stations like this one were the flashpoints for this weekend's unrest. Ian Picard is the spokesman for the British administration that rules Basra.
People certainly got frustrated by the shortage of power and the hot weather and the shortage of fuel in the fuel queues.
Power outages had already deprived locals of air conditioners, refrigerators, and even fans, leaving them little escape from staggering summer temperatures of more than 130 degrees Fahrenheit. For many Iraqis, the subsequent gasoline shortage, in a country that holds some of the world's largest deposits of crude oil, was the final straw. British officials explain that sabotage and looting have cut the electrical lines needed to power the main oil refinery that supplies Basra with gasoline. For now, British troops are dealing with the situation by distributing gasoline seized from several smuggling ships recently captured near Basra. This afternoon, when several fueled tanker trucks escorted by British soldiers finally showed up at this gas station, anxious and overheated drivers immediately rejoiced. The celebrations were cut short, however, when the Iraqis learned the gas would have to be rationed. Private Bradley Barton was left making sure no one got more than his ration of barely 8 gallons of gas at the pump.
When that gets to 30, 10, 20, 30, finish.
Like the other British soldiers, Barton wore a beret instead of a helmet, despite the weekend violence here. The British troops are much more relaxed than their American counterparts in and around Baghdad. In part, that's because British troops haven't been the targets of daily ambushes like the Americans. Barton fears the situation here could deteriorate.
Well, it could happen down here. Who knows? It just takes a matter of time, doesn't it? Hopefully, it'll all get sorted out and soon it'll all be fine. But who's to say?
Unlike communities in central Iraq, where Sunni Muslim Arabs benefited most from Saddam Hussein's regime, Basra is populated by long repressed Shia Arabs who were happy to see the dictator go. Spokesman Ian Picard says locals welcomed the arrival of British troops, but he warns that honeymoon may now be over. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Basra, Iraq.